We deer into the bite of our abar. We come in your most kadosh name. And in the fellowship and the ruah of Yahshua HaMashiach. There is no name given under Hashem I am, whereby Israel must be delivered. And so as we come into this bayat, as we acknowledge you, Almighty Yah, we prepare our minds to battle by the certain sound of the shofar unto Yahweh. Your mighty name. We exalt you, our Abba, for all things. We know that you are in the presence of Israel. They gather throughout the nations of the world, throughout the different localities here in this nation. We do pray that your Ruah, the power of your Ruah, will fill the house. And the presence of Yahshua HaMashiach, the living word of our Abba, be rested the bosom of Israel. They may shout with great Teshua, the victory that we have in the Lamb of Israel, Yahshua, the mighty hope, the Tikvah, Israel. We do humble ourselves before you. We greet you, our Abba. We cry, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Israel cries, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the Most High. You are the Excellent One. For there is none other like you, our Abba. You will not share your honor with anyone. You have not come from the pantheon of gods and deities, lords and idols, for you are the Most High One. And everything that is seen by the eyes of man have been created by you. So we barak you, our Abba, we esteem you highly. We lift up the precious name of Yahshua. In that name we found the Tikvah of our Abba. We worship you, we praise you. Your healing virtue flow in Israel. You may touch everyone that needs the healing flow this day. Those that are listening by the live stream today, that you will touch them mightily and heal them in Yahshua's mighty name. Touch their bodies, their infirmities, the battles of their minds, the onslaught of hell as the enemy indicts them. We know we have a deliverer in Yahshua. Those that are battling the crushing blows as the opposition opposing them for their desire and integrity of your name that they uphold. Strengthen them, I pray. Show unto them favor this day, Yah. Cause their love to be revived. Cause the power of your Torah to be reinstituted in their lives. And the value of your statutes, your ordinance, your truths, Almighty Yah, may fill them all, I pray. For we shall eat the whole stay of bread. That whole stay of bread is Yahshua HaMashiach. We cannot eat the whole stay, Yah, and not obey what HaMashiach commands us, for it's based upon the whole staff of the bread. Bless your people today. Help us all, I pray, that the words today will be inspirational. The words will cut to the core of this corruption in Israel and root out this insidious, wicked thing that operates in the depths of their minds, their being, in the centrality of their life. We will root it out by the power of your words. We will cast forth your words in the midst of Israel, that it may go forth as a powerful, sharp two-edged sword, and that it will cut, and that it will destroy the tumors of the mind of Israel. We will not be overweighted with lust, covetousness, greed, the cares of this life, which suffocates the power of your words. We will give ourselves over unto obedience. We will ahava you, Yah. We total you this day for this Shabbat. We may enjoy the Shabbat, the wonderful rest in Yahshua. That we may enjoy the delight and the delights of Yahshua. We rejoice today. We shall lift up our voices. We shall lift up our hands. We shall stand before you and dance. We shall rejoice in the might of your power. You are the everlasting one. There is none other like you. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. The strength of your Daban, your word, will be in the midst of this tabernacle today. We ask it in Yahshua's name. We believe it so, and we acknowledge you in all things. And Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We shall sing your praises unto you, Abba.
Hallelujah.
We shall bless you for all that you have granted unto Israel. For we are delighted this day, the Shabbat, the time of Shabbat, that we may rest in our Hamashiach. We barak you for that. We esteem you highly, the Most High. For your name alone is the excellent name. For in that name we find your Yahshua, salvation unto Israel. For that we tota you, Yah. We tota Yah. We tota Yah for all things. And the precious promise, take from Yahshua. We barak you they this hour, Abba. Bless Yisrael, those that are listening. Those that will hear this message in whatever form. Give them strength and assurance. And the precious take by Yahshua. We do barak you. Yisrael said hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yah shall speak to you and bring his healing. Yahweh blesses you. Shalom, you may be seated. For I do barak and esteem my Abba, Almighty Yah, by the heights of Hashem I am, for his name is excellent, and the beauty of his majesty is excellent. And we enter into the presence of his people, we come to worship him. And we must acknowledge that. Let it be known that Yah is in the midst. I say it often that this is a rebellious generation, and there's a reason why we walk the way we walk. We cannot find the answers in Scripture, then we are a dismal people above all people. And the reason that one cannot determine, one cannot discern their conditions, because we do not go before the altar of our Abba continuously. We're not making the offerings unto Yah that we ought to. And the offering of Tota unto Yah, appraises with our hands raised unto him. This is a defiant generation. You are very defiant people. We defy what Yah commands us. We take no thought of what he emphasizes to us. Because we are a vile, rebellious, sickened people. Your sins have caused the tumors in your mind. Your mind cannot function in the spiritual realm. It depletes the flow of blood and oxygen to one's mind. And because we've allowed these tumors to develop in us, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of your own pompous pride, then the power of Torah cannot correct us. And the life of Torah is suffocated by our own frivolity, our folly, our wicked ways. You must send the sword in the midst of Israel, that his house may be corrected, that his people may walk in compliance to what he has commanded us. When he tells us to lift up our hands, he means what he says. When he commands us to hallel, to praise him, to filats, Yah means what he says. And because of this damnable wickedness in this generation, it is a criminal generation. It is a generation with criminal intent. A criminal plans out his robbery, what he is going to steal. And we do the same thing before Yah. Well, I simply do not feel like it. So I will not respond properly. That is the tilt of wickedness. It is a blatant defiance of Yah. And when you know that Yah commands you to do something, it is right to do, isn't it? Then you willfully sin before him, and there remain no offering for your sins. None whatsoever. And as Deacon Horn brought out to us, he tells us, you're going to have to answer me now. Now what answer do you have? Yet he has given unto Israel the most profound strength that they could ever have. And that is the power of his Ruach HaKodesh. And it does not capitulate to the things of Yah. It does not turn from the things that causes Israel to be enlightened, to be empowered, to be strengthened, to be lifted up in the presence of Yah. The Ruach of Yah never turns away from that. Now what turns our minds and our love away from that, it is because of the wickedness, the sinfulness that we hold fast to. We do not identify our sins and our vile, corrupt ways. And there's a reason why. There's a reason why. It has produced every kind of wickedness in your love that is unimaginable. And we take it lightly too. We think that, well, this is me. I can do what I please. It is not so. You cannot. When one has that kind of mindset, you know that there is no love, no ahava for Yah. If a man says he ahava, he loves Yah, and keeps not the mitzvah, the commands, the orders of Yah, Yah tells us that that one is a liar. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you think, he is a flat out liar. That is a perverted one. Full of every kind of deceitful wickedness of hell that is imaginable. One cannot love Yah. One cannot have the purity of his Ahava and do not do what he commands one to do. You cannot. In everything that is written in the scroll of the book, it is a direct command from Almighty Yah. And when he tells us to esteem him, he means what he says. Now you can sit here all lethargic, and your damnable wickedness is going to damn you into hell. What Yah commands you to do it, he means for you to do it. You sit here in your rebellious wickedness. That's why we can't walk in the health and the wealth of Yah. That's why we are dismal people. That's why we are downtrodden. That's why there is no character of the people of Yahweh. Even the world established character. They do in their whole houses. They command you to do walk a certain fashion. They command you to do that. They command you to buy their truths. And you must do it literally. Not only with your finance, but with your being as well. This is a vile generation. And the people of Israel, the people of Yah, they're more dismal than the world. The people of the wicked of this generation, they're more wiser than the people of Yah. They're wiser to do evil than you are to do what is right. And what Yah commands us, they are not difficult things. It is a defiance of Almighty Yah and a rebellious, wicked, unhealthy house. You sit before Yah callous. Hallelujah. Even if you go to the world, I don't care what they look like, the fattest of men, the fattest of women, they will get up in the whorehouses and they will dance. I don't care how they are reserved in their expressions. When they get a little spirit in them, they will shout their voices to the ceilings. And we say we have the Ru'ah of Yah, you're a liar. And the truth is not in you. You're false and you fabricate a lie in your imagination and you perpetuate that false lie. But He's going to rain down His wrath upon a rebellious and a wicked generation. Do you understand why you stumble so much? Do you understand why you fall? Do you know why you stumble at the word of Yah? I want to show you that today out of the book. I will show you why you stumble at what Yah commands you to do. I will show you why you fall or you falter at what Yah commands you to do. Now you can deceive your own corrupt, wicked mind, and think that this is not the sword of Yah to cut in the fat of your heart, which is full of wickedness. You are a deceived hypocrite, and that is the truth. We're not going to live Pollyanna before Yah. You're not going to establish your tradition and your ways that supersede the Torah of Yah. He is not a part of this damnable pantheon of gods. If He is a God, then He is no more than a part of a God family. He is not a part of this damnable pantheon of gods. He is the Most High. There is none like Him. He shares His honor, His tefillah, with no other. He will not share His power, His beauty with some damnable god. You understand, this is what Israel did when they went to the altars of their Balaam, their lords, their gods. They all required a different reaction. There's only one reaction that Yah requires. And if I tell you, will you believe it? He requires that you love Him with all of your love, all of your soul, and all of your mind. And don't tell me that we love Him that way when we come into His piet and our responses unto Him are dismal. You are a damnable liar. You don't even know Him. I know greater is the power in me than the self-driven wheel of my flesh. I know the power that is in me. It is greater, much more substantial, much more profound than the power of my flesh. I know that. What do you know? What my mind, the way my mind has been shapen, the way my love, the strength of my being, the way it's been shapen, it is greater than the subtleties and the seduction of my own flesh. I will not allow that to reduce me to a beastly thing. Even the beasts of the fields know the bidding of Yah. And this foolish generation, taken by trivial, it's an ignorant generation that has no desire of Yah. It's one of frivolity and folly and laughter. It's not one that the countenance is sober and serious. It's one of folly. It's one of stupidity. There's a reason that you stumble. When a man stumbles, he falls away. And you fall away from what Yah commands you. There's a reason. And Scripture must answer that for us. There's a reason when Yah instructs you, you fall away from that. There's a reason that you cannot retain in your Ru'ah what Yah speaks, and you cannot contain it. You cannot contain it.
Your flesh will not allow you to contain it. When something is contained, it has the power to affect all things. And so it's not contained in your mind. Don't go to sleep in y'all's house. It is not contained in your mind. So you don't know how to react or to respond by the power that which is retained in us. We do retain folly, don't we? That's why you respond foolishly before Yah. You retain hatred and juvenileness, don't you? That's why you respond the way you do before Almighty Yah. There's a reason that you are being, you're falling, you're stumbling. You're stumbling, there's a reason. I want to read this. A few things I want to bring to point today. Whether you hear me or not, it makes no difference. Yisrael will hear. Only Yisrael will hear. Hallelujah. And those that are the tares and the outcasts, they will never hear what Yah says. I'm not trying to amass a following. I speak unto Yisrael. I'm not trying to store or hoard tens of thousands of dollars. I'm trying to buy the wealth of Yah's truth, that I may have the wherewithal to stand in this hour. This is a generation that is so ignorant and stupid. Can I tell you, it's in yesterday's paper, you that read it. There's this slut in America. Her name is what, Victoria Beckman. This Jezebel, this superficial child of hell. I will show you how the world has trained the minds of the masses. She walks around with this new book, and they simply got a picture of her with a book in her hand. And the title of the book, quote, I will enunciate the title of the book, quote, skinny bitch, unquote. And the sale of that book soared 674% overnight because this dog of hell, because the minds of this generation, they are trained. That's what they are. That's why they buy. That's why they buy those things that pertain to them. And Yah tells you, you're full of folly. You don't buy that. He tells you, you're wicked, you're callous, and you still don't buy it. Why are we stumbling? Why are we faltering at what Yah commands us? Why, when He instructs us, there's such difficulty in our minds to obey it? Why is it that our love, our heart cannot retain it? We cannot retain what was spoken unto us Wednesday, Scripture Truth. And Yah forbid you can retain what Deacon Benny spoke on last Shabbat. But there are things that you do retain because it is an expression of your character and your attitude daily. And what you retain is expressed in you. It is displayed in your daily walk, everything you do. Whatever is retained in you, it is expressed in your daily character, your attitude, your expression. That's why we cannot retain the things of Yah. And there's a simple reason why. But you will not apply this to you. You will not think it's you. That's what a coward does. It's very easily to put it on someone else. I despise that in men. They cannot accept responsibility and say, well, I made a mistake, or I'm the one responsible. I love responsibility. I do not shun at it. Let the weight fall on me. I hate a coward spirit like that. Did Hamashiach shun responsibility? He said His weight is easy and His yoke is easy and His burden is light. This is a cowardice generation. They think that the word of Yah is too heavy. And you get heavy. You get all heavy down. Lift up your hands. Come on. Sing with some robustness. You sing like deadheads. Come on, you brothers up, and you pray with some enthusiasm. Don't worry about how the choruses of the songs go. You don't have to sing them like that. Look at the wickedness, no correction. You don't want Yah to show you your faults. What a stupid generation. But an ignorant generation. Those that follow Miss Beckman, they went out and bought the book simply on her response. Of course, that's what they are. Quote, they're bitches, unquote. Hallelujah. That's what they are. That's why they buy it. You understand, I'm a son of Yah. That's why I buy the truth and I don't sell it. I don't sell it because of the enmity of my damnable flesh. I don't sell the truth of Yah because of my emotions. I don't sell the truth because of a wife. I don't sell the truth because of sons and daughters. I will not sell the truth because of you. I will stand with him. I'm set to defend Yeshua because that is the whole stay of bread that you will need to overcome. And don't tell me you love him when you cannot do what he commands you. You're a damnable hypocrite. I don't care if it's your wife, your husband, your son, daughter. It makes no difference. Your mama, grandmama. We want people to prophesy lies unto us. Speak lies and sue things. That never confront the very issue that is in you. And this is your own defiance of Yah. I want to read this in Kephah, first Kephah Peter. And I want to establish this reason why Israel and you are stumbling today. It's either the truth or Kephah. He spoke like the false one that lied to the prophet. That went and said unto Jeroboam, Yah is going to bring this house to hell. And he warned the Nabi not to eat, not to drink. Don't even have any fellowship in that city. He gave a profound sign by the Nabi's hands. As he laid his hand to the altar, it became this withered, dry thing. And he said to the Nabi, pray unto Yah your Abba, the Most High, that he restore my hand. Can I ask you a question? Did it cause him to turn from his wickedness? No, it did not. He did more wicked than what he did before. And that's the way this generation is. We were some withered pieces of trash, full of sin and whoredom, baby out of both draw leg, or whore above whore, a dog above dogs. And Yah extended his right hand, the promise of Yeshua unto you, and yet you go back to the same damnable dog trash every single day. There's a reason you're stumbling. The old prophet lied to the prophet and said, Malak spoke to me and said, come back. The word to that Nabi came from Yah. Every word that Yah spoke unto him, he made it known by signs that this is me. And he disobeyed Yah. And he died, didn't he? That's why you are dying. That's why. Can you tell a dead person from one that is alive? I look at the horrendous attributes of your expression, you're dead. And it's your sins, you're transgressing of the Torah. You defy Yah. You do not love Yah. There is no hava for the Torah of Yah. When sin is finished, when the course of sin has run its course, when you have allowed sin to play out in your inward parts, there's only one thing it brings forth, and it brings forth death. And that death is a separation of Yah. There's a gulf there. Your mind is not intrigued by what Yah speaks. Your love is not lifted up. There is no spontaneous, robust reaction to the word of Yah. When Yah tells you to praise him, there is no crescendo of praises and no attitude of praises. You are a damnable, wicked mindset that is corrupt by hell because of your flesh. It is not someone else. And the thing that caused you to stumble, it has not come from someone else. It has come from the depths of your own damnable wickedness. You can blame all you want to, but it's not going to pan out with you. You can give reason. They say, because of you, this is why I'm this way. Lies from hell. There's a reason why you're stumbling. Reason why you can't stand up in the truth. There's a reason why you don't have the strength of HaMashiach. Against all the wiles of hell he stood. For he was the living word of Yah.
When the word of Yah lives in Israel, all hell can rage. The powers that be can rise up against Israel. I don't care what demonic force comes against Israel. With the life of his Torah and the people, they will prevail. They will overcome every power of hell, every opposition. He did not name Yaakov Israel for just any reason. He said, for thou hast prevailed against your own wickedness, against all your own surmising and your damnable ways.
He said, I will not turn you loose until I get a word. He had to get a word from Yah. Hallelujah. And we are stumbling. We are falling in the mire of sin. We are weak. We have no strength in our inward parts. We have nothing to fortify us. And there's only one reason. Well, Pastor Robbins, you're not speaking the truth. Lies from hell. Hallelujah. I feed you with the whole stay of bread. Most of you all don't like whole wheat bread anyway. You rather have something that has some additives, don't you? Come on here, people. Don't talk to me in your hypocrisy. Most of you rather have white bread or something that has honey, but the whole stay of bread, the whole wheat, the whole bread. Will it constipate me? No, honey, when you eat this right, it will cleanse you out. It will cause your bowels to move right. And when you eat this whole stay of bread, it will clean you out. You are constipated because you're not eating the whole stay of bread. Hallelujah. You want to nibble on the crust because you like the crusty part, but you got to eat the whole stay of bread. This generation want to eat what it perceives as palatable for them and tastes well. But you must eat the whole stay. And what Hamashiach spoke unto us, he did not capitulate from the word of Yah, for he is the living word of Yah. And for you to reject that, then you are full of hell and wickedness. Careful, says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. He says unto Israel, wherefore? Also, it is contained, is written in the Ketveh, in scripture, in the scroll. Yah says, I want you to see. I want you to understand. Behold, I lay into Zion a chief cornerstone. Now, this cornerstone, he is elect. It is precious. Is Yahshua precious unto us? Come on, if Yahshua is precious unto us, there is no way. You can study the presence when he serenade, he enter into the bride of Yah to make sure that his name, the name of his Abba is there, and you not greet him, you're full of damnable wickedness. He said, don't you understand that he is elected of me? He is precious. This damnable generation, you find something precious, you see the baby go, and you are drawn by that. It is right too. You see a little child smile in their sleep, a little certain reaction. You think that that is so wonderful, that's precious. It is the truth. And what Yah says to us is not. Instead of your mind being on Yah, it's on some trivial folly. I'm not here, and I don't care whether you like me, whether you appreciate me. It makes no difference at all. I'm not here for popularity contests. And to be popular. I'm here to esteem my Abba. Lift up Yah. That's what I'm here for. Hallelujah. You don't realize your actions, what you do, what it imparts into your own children. I want to read something on that too. You're not dealing with some charlatan here. You're not dealing with some drop shot either. You're not. You're not dealing with someone that's going to please you and that will not reprove you. Because I will. You train your sons and your daughters to sit. You don't give them water and all this in the morning. Just train them. They will be all right. My grandparent did that with us. Now, I don't care if your parents get upset. It doesn't make any difference at all. The world does it all the time. A little girl go to ballerina class. She can't sing when she get on a little tight and all that. And they start them at that age. And she began to dance. She had danced 2 hours. They would practice 2 hours before they practice an hour, get a little break, 2 or 3 minutes, and they sit there and talk with each other. And then they go back and do the same thing. You see, the people of this generation in the world, they're wiser than you.
You don't train your mind to the things of Yah. You don't train your body. You don't train your mind to be controlled by the word of Yah. Jehovah says, wherefore also it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in to Zion a chief cornerstone, elect. It is precious. And he that believe on him shall not be confound. He that truly believe on Yahshua shall not be ashamed. That the spiritual mind shall not be contorted. They will not be confounded. They will not be ashamed of him. The minds will not be ashamed to illuminate the power of Yah. They will not change the expression of this quarter, this precious stone that they build their lives upon. Their lives must be built upon the word of Yah. Now you notice he said, he that believe on him, he that believe on him, he that believe in the power of Yahshua shall not be confounded. Now this is the generation that know of, but it does not believe on. It does not believe on. That's why it's confound. It is a confused. It is a bewildered generation. It is the shame of him as well. He said, the one that believes on him shall not be confound. Why? To you therefore which believe, he is precious. Now I don't care what you say, if you believe he is precious. To you therefore that believe, Yahshua is precious. To you that believe, Yahshua is precious. To those that believe and trust Yah, Yahshua is precious. The reason he's not now, is he precious? Is he talking about the cornerstone? Yahshua, is he not the cornerstone? Then if he's precious, then why we don't do what he commands us? He's not precious to you. If he's precious, you will do what he commands us. This damn of a generation. Deacon Horn brought it out the last time he preached last Wednesday. He emphatically expressed unto us, I will serve Yah. Despite my wife, my mother, brothers, I will do what Yah commands us. What he commanded me, I will do it. What Yahshua is precious to you, you will do what he commands you. You will obey him. No, he is not precious to you. He is not precious to you. That's why you can go the way of Cain. You can sell the truth for filthy lucre. You can destroy the very cornerstone of Yah for your own self-gratification. And those that believe Yahshua is precious, and you gravitate to what he commands you, what he says to you, you love it, you know it's not a burden, you know it's not a weight, you know it will not impede you. You know that. And so there's a great ahava, there's a great strength, there's a great love for what he commands you. This generation doesn't know Yahshua. He's not precious unto them. They know their pagan damnable gods and their pagan idols, but they don't know Yahshua. He came in the name of his Abba. He did not come in the name of Jesus or anything else, but in the name of Yahweh. And he kept Israel, and he is going to keep Israel and the power of his Abba's name. And when the work is finished, and all things are submitted unto Yah, even he himself will submit under the authority and surrender all unto Yah. He did not come to establish any righteousness. He came to establish the power of Torah. Torah teaches us everything. How to live. Quote, I don't need a book. And any woman that buys something that a Jezebel promotes, you're sick. You're twisted in your wicked mind. The Torah teaches every person. If you want to lose weight, you want to be healthy, you eat like the Torah. What has destroyed us, our own lust, our greed, it's not controlled by the word of Yah. We want to get our minds healthy, our bodies. We eat like the Torah commands us. Don't be gluttonous and greedy. Eat like the Torah. That's all you have to do. You want a healthy body, eat like the Torah tells you. You want a healthy body, woman, do what the Torah, labor and work and get off your lazy ass. Those are choice superlatives. I intend for them to be choice. If Victoria Beckman can get by with reading a book, quote, skinny bitch, unquote. That's what it says. You can muddle at that. Say, don't say that. But it is the truth. And tell you the truth. That's what's going to make you healthy. That's what's going to shape your waistline and your mind line. Same thing with you, man. No different. Hallelujah. We want someone to sugarcoat things and serenade us.
That's why your sons and daughters in these schools, they're making them hogs and pigs. I don't care what you say. I received a letter from a precious man. He sent me pictures. He has 7 children. They're all grown. His wife left him. He raised the children by himself. But he said this in the letter today. I looked at his picture. Very pleasant man. His children, you can't see a discipline upon them. But this is one thing he said to me that just really expressed the corruption of this way. He said, if it's one thing I did wrong in raising them, I put them in public school. He said, they are respectful kids. He said, but they've messed my children up. They've destroyed them. That's what he said. These witches and warlords training your child. How can they train them in the way of Yah? Yah tells you parents to train them. Because the world has brought you under the bondage of slavery. Mama working, daddy working, second job, third job, lying, trying to buy. He tells you to buy one thing, buy the truth. Selling out understanding and wisdom. Buy that. Hallelujah. And my love could do nothing but go out to the man. As I saw his picture, you can tell he's a very humble man. I look at his daughters, his sons. You can tell there's something there, but they're missing something. This generation is missing it. That's why we are stumbling. That's why we fall all the time. That's why we have no strength. That's why we have no character. That's why we have no love for Yah. That's why there's no burning passion for Yah. That's why Yahshua is not precious to us. We will say to hell with what he says. We will bypass what Yahshua says and establish our own self-righteousness. That's wrong, brothers and sisters. You cannot do that. The scripture tells you what to do. It commands you. And you defy that, you're wrong. You're in trouble with Yah. I don't care who you are. I don't care how you feel toward me. I want a strong man standing before me. I don't want a weak, cowardly man. I want the brothers stand up and preach with virtue and strength. Not regarding any man, but the man that has imparted the strength in them. He is precious. Look at this. But to those that are obedient. But to those that are what? But to those that are what? Come on, everyone has said, but to those that are what? The stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, Rosh Pinah, the corner. And a stone of stumbling, he is a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at what? At what? At the bata, at the word, why? Why? Be it what? Be it what? Be it disobedient. That's why we are stumbling. That's why we are faltering. That's why we are falling. Because we are disobedient. Even to those that stumble at the word, being disobedient. This is a generation that is disobedient unto Almighty Yah. It defies what he commands. And I want to tell you, it is birthed in the seed of their seed. Is not the word of Yah the seed? Is it not the seed that produces the life and the power of Yahshua in us? And so is it a written word? Is not that same written word a spoken word? Has he not written that in Israel? So it is with our words when we speak unto our little ones. As we raise them and we nurture them, we either sow the seed of obedience or the seed of disobedience. You can look at it, it's not someone's fault. I will show you, I will read something. It's one thing that Mishlei, the first five chapters of Mishlei Proverbs, it talks to the son to obey your Aima and hear to the Torah of your Avad, doesn't it? It teaches. And it tells him when he goes away from that, there's a strange whore that sits in the twilights. She sees that he is, first of all, he's a cool man, wise. She sees that he's simple. And he knows nothing. She knows that he's a dumb head. He's a dumb, ignorant man. Can I tell you this? I certainly appreciate the Ru'ah of Brother Ricky. He said, Pastor Robinson, I can call you every day. And the man is a laborious man. He's laboring down there. He says to me the other day when he calls, he said, Pastor Robert, there should have been more in this assembly when you came. And so even the things that Yaz even embarked the man's left to work upon, he would have been here this weekend, but he had to fly to Miami and to take care of that assembly. I said, I understand, my brother, you do that. But he said this to me. He said, Pastor Robert, he said, I went to school for one thing, to play football. Now, this man played Division I football. He played for Colorado State. He played against the Oklahomas, the Nebraskas, the Texas. He said, I was dumb. I could not read or write. And the only thing that gave me some balance of any knowledge was the book, the Torah. That's how I learned. Y'all taught me how to read and write. He said, I went to school for one thing. Now, this man came from a family of educators. His mother was a high school. She was a school teacher. He said, I could not read. I could not write. He said, I had no vocabulary. You could never tell that, could you? No, you cannot. The position that man holds in his corporation, you could never tell that. You can never tell. You see, when a man delights in the things of Yah, he will enhance that man. He says to me, he says, Pastor Roberts, we're near the same age. But it's like light years in what you understand and what you know. Why must I try to duplicate that? I will take that and utilize it for the people of Yah and spread this because it is the truth. We don't need to duplicate it. We just take this and utilize it for the kingdom work of Almighty Yah. When he said that, it did something in the inward part that shows me the humbleness of this man. He is very sincere because the word of Yah is precious to him. I said to my brother, I said, Brother Ricky, he said, I want to be sincere. I said, my brother, you delight in the things of Yah. You cannot do these things unless Yah put them in you. Because if you were not doing these things, you will be opposed to him. You'll be fighting against the kingdom worker. And it's because you delight in his truth. Even though it cuts, it unravels your little world. It brings down your little idols, your little strongholds. And it establishes the power of the cornerstone, Yahshua, in your life. And the word of Yah become precious. More precious than food. More precious than anything the world has to offer. You can't get a strong building without a cornerstone. I don't care what you do. You need the cornerstone. Take the cornerstone out and see what happens. I don't care how you got it refortified. You need the cornerstone. And when you look at a building that has no cornerstone, it doesn't look complete. That's why we're not a complete people. We stumble at the word of Yah because we're disobedient. Because we are rebellious, we are hard-headed people. We are a mara. That's what this is, a mara. We defy Yah. We will not adhere to what he says. We will not obey. Deacon Horn preached us some time ago, and we be willing and obedient, that we shall eat the tav, we shall eat the riches of the land. We shall look rich. A rich man looks different than a poor man, doesn't he? Sure he does. I don't care what you say. When a man is rich, he looks different. His skin, the robustness of his expression, the life in him is different. Why? Because he got money. Money answers all things. And we know that Yah owns the world, the earth, the hills, the cattle upon thousands of hills belong to him. And we know he is able, he is the only one that is able to give us wealth and health. And our wealth comes from Yah and our health comes from Yah. Not what this polluted world offers. We're not seeking that wealth. I'm not seeking that kind of a wealth. I'm seeking the wealth of Almighty Yah. That my mind is renewed every day. My ruah is robust. My spirit is full of life. There is an anticipation of the visitation of Yah. What is man that Yah is mindful of him? And the son of man that he visit him every day. I want Yah to visit this Ben Adam. That when I wake up in the morning, the liveliness and the power of his word illuminates in my mind. It strengthens me. It carries me during the day. It is the thing that my mind is focused on. My desire is based upon what the word of Yah commands and what it dictates. That I will not stumble at the promises of Almighty Yah. I know I'm going to leave this world physically. I'm going to die. But I don't want to stumble at the promises. For my tikvah, my hope is built upon the promises. That's why Yahshua is precious to me. That's why when I hear that name, it does something in me. Yes, it does. When you hear the name, it calls you to stumble. cause you to become muted, because you not to rise up. But I will rise up, and I will sing praises to His name. I will tota, I will tota ya for Yahshua. I will sing praises because He tells me to do that. To sing melodies in my life. He tells me to sing. And I will do it to hell with what the world and the ones that stumble. You stumble because you're hard-headed. You're stubborn as hell. You're disobedient. What Pastor Roberts, I've been under you and you've caused me. No, you're a liar. It's been in you since birth. The wicked go astray from birth because you've defied the Torah. You have not adhered to it. When the birth of the life of Yahshua comes to you, you go astray from it. You turn from it. You go to another path. You will not allow the power of that birth to enter into your bosom, and that the living Torah will rise up in you, that you can obey Yah in all things. So don't tell me it's that. Don't tell me it's that. It's your own wickedness. I intended to preach very solid today, really, to talk like this. But when the fire gets the journey, I can't do it. When the fire began to kindle, I cannot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I will declare the counsel, the whole counsel of Yah. You're not stumbling because of that brother. You're not stumbling because of that sister. You are stumbling because you're disobedient. You are mara. You are hard-headed. You rebel against Yah. You are rebellious. And once you began to operate in that, then the witchcraft spirit began to permeate your mind. And I will show you what it will produce. I will show you what kind of attitude it will shape. Don't tell me if you can't discern attitudes of one another, you are dismal. You are wicked as hell. When Deacon Horn tells that little child to do something, that little child responds a certain way. He knows what kind of attitude is in her, and he corrects that. And so don't tell me no one can discern your damnable, wicked, childish attitude, because it is discerned. We don't want no one to tell us our attitude is bad, to tell us we're not walking right. Well, what's your problem? I have no problem. Yes, you do. You got a problem. That's why I cannot mature in the things of Yah. Because it's not willing to confess. It's not willing to confess, well, yeah, it's me. I got a problem. Help me. It's a generation of pride. That's what it is. He says, being disobedient, to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal office of the Kohen of Yah, a Kadosh nation, a peculiar people that should show forth what? Come on, show forth what? Show forth what? Now, that's what it says. Is this in the book? Something is wrong then if you don't show forth that. We are peculiar people. Don't tell me, brother, you with your lethargic wickedness. Don't tell me, wife, with your coldness. It is the truth. Don't tell me your situation. You have no situation. We are peculiar people. We are a Kadosh nation. We are priestly people, that we should show forth praises. Tefillat. Tefillat. We shall show forth a crescendo of praises. A volume praise. We shall show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of what? You know why you can't do that? Because you're an unappreciative Jezebel. Who have called you out of darkness into what is what? That Yahshua may shine on me, HaMashiach. Let the light of Hashemayim, let the brightness of Yahshua shine on me. You should show forth the praises up to Yah, that He has called you by the power and revelation of Yahshua, and the light and the presence of Yah, that all of your sins and your spots may be revealed. Shabbat is not something you come in here singing some deadhead songs. It is the time that we show forth the praises. The tefillat of Yah. Knowing that He has called you out of darkness. In your whoredom, your lies and your sin, knowing He's called you out of that. That He brought you to stand in the light of HaMashiach. So don't tell me it's just the time we come here and we pander around. Don't tell me it's the time we come and to be stubborn. He says, which in time past, you were not even a people. You were castaways, wicked. He said, but are now the people of Yah. He said, you know you're the people of Yah, which had not attained mercy, but now his mercies are renewed every day. He said, you have attained the mercies of Yah, but now you have established simply to be merciful unto us. Although we are disobedient, we're rebellious, we stumble, and now he show his mercy. He said, now you have attained mercies of Yah. This is no plaything. You can pray all you want, it's to your own detriment. You can try to skirt around, Yah. It's to your own death. You see, that's what the prophet did, the Nabi did. He had his specific instructions by Yah. He says, you go and you tell Jeroboam. You tell him what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. He said, you go tell him. And you warn him. And he went. And he warned him. He told him what Yah was going to do. He told him what Yah instructed him. And because he became disobedient, he did. We love the spirit of liars. That's why we gravitate to lies. I'll show you in the book. Hallelujah. You love lies and folly. You don't love truth. You that have that spirit of lying, you don't realize the detriment you bring upon your own being. You don't realize the hell that you allow to be leashed in your mind. You don't realize it. You're a fool. You that will not speak the truth in all Sadiqah, that lie for pleasure, you are a sick creature of hell. And I'm warning you today, you're going to pay the price that you cannot pay. Speak the truth to all men. Don't lie. I was talking with a brother and I said, you know, if someone says to me it was 75, I would say, you know, Elder Martin said it was 60, 75, 80. What are those numbers? But I will not try to fabricate it. When you allow yourself just to have a little scintillal, just a little levity, it will cause lying to corrupt you in every way it is. And so Yah set the spirit of lying by the old prophet. Because he wasn't used, he wanted to make himself more valuable. And he said to the prophet, even when he said, I want to read this a couple of verses. It says in the book, in 1 Kings, in verse 1. And behold, there came a man of Yah out of Yadah, by the word of Yah, unto Bethel, unto Jeroboam, and he stood by the altar to burn incense. Now he was not burning incense unto Yah, Melechim, 1 Kings, chapter 13. And so Yah sent the man with the word in his loins. And I speak to you the word of Yah today. In the power of Yahshua the Lamb, because he is precious. Yahweh has no significance without the profound power and the witness of Yahshua. That is the truth. He had no significance unto Israel. His Torah was not alive in them. And now he sent unto us a living word. It dwells in Israel. It is in the bosom of Israel. That's why Yahshua is precious to me. That's why he has called me out of darkness. And I stand in the light of Yahshua. When he sees me, I want him to see the power of Yahshua in me. I don't want him to see the strength of David. I want him to see the strength of Yahshua. Because he overcame. He prevailed. No weapon formed against him overcame him. He withstood the powers of hell. He resisted Shatan. And he brought him under the authority of Almighty Yah. And that was the power of his word. He said, I don't live by bread alone. But I live by every decree, every command, every Torah delight that Yah has spoken unto me. I am the power of that. That's what I live by. I don't live by some presupposed idea. I live by what the Torah says. So he says to old Nabi, he says to Jeroboam, he commanded him, Yah sent him, and he said in verse 3, I'm going to skip some verses for expedience. You read the whole book, whole chapter. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which Yahweh has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and it shall be torn in pieces. And the ashes thereon upon shall be poured out.
And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of Yah, which had cried out against the altar in Bethel. Do you understand what Bethany, Bethel, Bethany? It is the Bayan of Yah. It's the dwelling place of Yah. The house of Yah. And in the house of Yah there should not be any incense burned, but the sweet savor and smell of Yahshua that flowed from us. What is this damnable odor that flowed from Israel? It's full of stench, it's foul, it's impugnant, it makes you want to puke. You gag at it, you look at it, and you can see what flowed from each individual. I'm a spiritual man, and I'm going to judge the house of Israel, because I am a part of the bride of Israel. I want to make it into the kingdom. What a travesty that I preach like this and then I'll be a castaway. I don't want that. I mean what I say. I believe what I preach. I believe it that I lay everything on it. What? I possess nothing but my being. Evangelist Horn would tell us all the time, I've never seen a U-Haul following the hearse unto the grave site. They cannot take it anyway. Naked I came into this world. I did not come with a cloak, but I have a cloak of Sadiqah now. Yahshua is that cloak of righteousness. It is not my ability to do what Torah says. It is the life in me that gives joy in doing what Torah says, and that is Yahshua. So he is my cloak of covering. He is my cloak. He is my cloak of Sadiqah. He is the one that cloaks me. But I'm frail and have no strength. He is my strength. He is the one that resurrects me from the dungeons of darkness and from my own feebleness. That's why he's precious to me. Not because he can give me a pair of shoes. The sparrows, their bread is taken care of. The oxen of the fields, nowhere to roam. Am I not more precious than that to him? And he gives me the oxen to consume and the sparrows to eat. Is he not precious unto me? I will not disallow what he says. I will not say it's not valuable. What he says is most important. What he says is what Yah commands. He cried out against the altar Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand which he put forth against him dried up. His hand dried up. So that he could not pull it against him. That's what we like to do, don't we? We like to lay hand on the man of Yah because he speaks to our sins. Because he uproots us in our wickedness. Well, what do you say? Well, so what we like to do is say, well, you did this and you did that. Well, what about that? What about this? What about that? What about them? Damnable generation. Oh, Pastor Roberts doesn't see himself. He doesn't see how he talks to the people. I tell you what the word of Yah says. Yah's austere. He's not going to answer you with some kind of little soothing response. When Yah speaks to you, he calls you to tremble. He wants his yirah. He wants his fear to permeate. He wants his reverence to fill your lev. Well, that doesn't make me serve him. I'll tell you one thing, you damnable hypocrite. And I will not stop using those superlatives. It's one thing that when Yah was in the shoftims in the Nabi to Israel, like he did with Moshe, with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, tried to lay hands on Moses, on Moshe, he caused fear to permeate, didn't he? Did they not bow down and worship him? When he showed his wrath upon this wicked nation, that's why, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, you have not experienced the true teshuvah of Yah. He's going to pour his wrath down upon a wicked, adulterous, damnable, wicked generation of nations that defy his Torah, that gives no honor to his name. They're following the frivolity of the Shabbat. They fill it with their decadence of sin, their wickedness, their lifestyles, and you participate in the damnable ways. I want to hear about the things of Yah. Some of you hypocrites want to find out what others are doing out there. You need to find out what you're doing. You're walking shallow. You're walking wickedly. You need to get your heart right. I don't want nobody keeping me informed what the wicked are doing. I don't care what no one out there is doing. Don't call me with that damnable trash. You that are corrupting your damn mind, you're damnable. And you're going to be damned as well. I don't care what I don't want to hear about what they're doing. Don't tell me this situation. I don't care.
I'm concerned with the house of Israel. I know what they're doing is enough. I don't want to stand firm on what the wicked are doing. The reason you can't, because you're shallow, you're wicked, you got a dying mind. I care what Yah is doing. I care what Yah is doing in my brothers. I care what Yah is doing in my sisters. I care what Brother Rick and those are their battles. I care about Pastor Hunter, his battle. I care for minister out there and down there in Myrtle Beach. What was his name? Do you all remember his name? What was their last name? But they listened to the broadcast. I care about my brothers. I care for the house of Israel. I do care for that. Well, Pastor Roberts, you don't talk to me. I know I don't talk to you, but I still care for the house of Israel. I care for you. I care about your being. I care about your wealth. That's why I speak like this. I know why you're stumbling, because you're disobedient to the word of Yah. I know where your problems are coming from. It's not because you're obeying, because you're not obeying. I know where your miseries are coming from, because you're not obeying Yahweh. I know why HaMashiach is not precious unto you, because you're not obeying the word of Yah. When you obey the word of Yah, when you're not disobedient, he becomes very precious to you. He becomes the chief thing in your life. Hallelujah. It's amazing, as I saw the picture of this brother and his family this morning, you can tell that Yah's kept him in. He's not out there fraternizing with some woman. 51 years old, you can tell that he has not, all those years that his wife left him with the children, he has brought up his children and tried to put a little fear in them. I can honor a man for that. I really can. I really can honor a man like that. I really can. Hallelujah. Train them up in the fear and the nurture of Yah. Bring them up in the way that they should walk. Hallelujah. So he put his hand against the man of Yah, and his hand dried up. That's why many times your minds dry up where you can't hear. Can you tell watered plants from those that are dried? Yeah, look out here in these raised beds out here. I know that these plants are being watered. I go down Highway 151, I look at the corn, and I told her, Yah, I said, because everything, some of that corn looks so luscious, so beautiful coming up. I say, boy, that is going to be some beautiful corn. And I pass by today, it's all burnt up. It's consumed. Now, I'm not talking about that trash they got on Highway 601 in those fields that stay green. They got enough chemicals in there to kill a dog. That's not the real deal. They don't need to get the rain on that stuff. I'm talking about the stuff we plant here, like that heirloom, silver queen and golden queen. These are the folks plant that corn, and someone's coming up so beautifully. Then I look at it today, it's just burnt up to a crisp. No life in it. And that's the reason our lives and our minds are burnt up to a crisp, because we lay our hands against the man of Yah. I don't care what you say, you lay your hands against her because he says something to my daughter. Well, she's a Jezebel, and I tell you she's a Jezebel. Man, I tell you, your wife is rebellious and hard-headed. Her ruah is not right. She doesn't know how to interact and know how to be appeasing to one another. Neither do you, man. I'm not afraid to tell you that. What makes you think I'm afraid to tell you the truth? So they lay their hands against the man of Yah, and they began to dry up. And you can tell old dried up prune from one that is full of life, can't you? Sure you can. Hallelujah. I know that these plants are getting water over here. I know that. And the more water they get, you know what they produce? Fruit. That's what makes them produce fruit, is water. And when you drink the live from the living well, you begin to produce fruit. Don't tell me. I can tell the fruit of meekness and kindness, gentleness, temperance. I can tell the balance in a person. I can look at one and tell if they got balance. I haven't walked past these fruits here and these vines in 2 weeks, but I can look over there and tell that they're getting water. I can look at the sweet potatoes out there, some are not getting enough water because they're burning some. But I can look at these right here that Brother Sean, once or twice a week, I can see the sprinkler. And you can see the robustness, the fullness in the midst of all of this heat. They still thrive. And when one, if they have the living water, this preciousness of this well in them, they will thrive in the midst of battles. I don't care if daddy, mama, sons, daughters, as this man of Yah said, I don't care who turns against them, they will stand in the heat of the battle. They will not succumb to wickedness. They will not give over unto the enemy. Don't you know that Deacon Horn brought out to us other night that the spirit of subtlety, that's a very last Wednesday, that's a very powerful spirit. How did the spirit of subtlety enter into Eve? Was it by listening to the wicked one? And that's why some of you, that spirit of subtlety has entered into your damned of a wicked heart. That's why you love to hear the evil things and the things that oppose Yah. That's why, because the subtlety of the words have taken place, have taken hold of your heart, and you've maintained them and maintained, or you retain them. That's why you love trash. That's why you love wickedness. I stand against it all. Hallelujah. So he extended his hand against the man of Yah, and Yah dried up his hands before he could pull it again. The altar was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of Yah had given by the word of Yah. And the king answered and said unto the man of Yah, intrigue now the face of Yah, your most high one, and pray for me that my hand may be restored me again. He had to go to the man of Yah. Things have not changed. It was one thing in the days, even though they were ignorant, they would say, go get the preacher. Hallelujah. And they tried to pull from the midst of their life all of the things they have done. You found folks died on their dying bed. They wanted to preach around. And they began to confess their faults and their sins. This is a generation that is so callous. It stumbles because it is so disobedient. It is a disobedient generation. The children are disobedient because the parents are disobedient unto Yah. Yah tells you how to train them, brothers and sisters, how to raise them. You are rebellious and hard-headed. He tells you, Daddy, which law ought to be in your house. And because you are rebellious, your son, your daughters are rebellious, and they defy Yah. They're children meant for hell. They are tares, and in hell they're going to lift their eyes. Well, you never answer the question whether the terror of Yah causes one to repent. It does. When he would rain terror on Israel, they will repent. They will cry, oh, save me, Yah. Deliver me from the crushing blows that you have brought upon our enemies. When the fire, when the earth opened up on Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they cried in the innermost parts of the camps, even though they could not see it. 5 million folks, they stretched from here to Charlotte. Do you hear me? Stretched 50 miles. Better than that. But they heard the voice of Moshe when he began to speak. Even the crickets got still. The wind stood still. And Moshe said, if Yah, if he is the Most High, he says, if he does not do something that is new, that has never been done before, then he is not the one. And those that went to the uttermost heard that. Even the children stopped their playing. Even the children rendered their ears. And all of a sudden, they felt the earth shake. They heard it shake. And men and women began to stream and to run. Those that were spiritual, they stood still to see the salvation of Yah working. They knew that Yahweh's Moshe did not run. Haram did not run. They stood. The elders of the council did not run. And they watched this earthquake, the earth open up. The little arm babies, the old ones, crippled as they stood on the tent doors of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. You see, they had cohabitated together. They had put their little tents together so they could whisper one to another. They didn't want to obey the man of Yah. And the earth opened. And they all went down alive into hell. And you could hear the screams from the camps. Fear permeated. Say me, Yah. They fell down and cried out. Repentance. Some shook for hours that could not get up. Oh, I don't believe that the earth opened and closed back up and that was it. I believe it opened and the tremble effects of the tremble. You could feel them throughout the camp. Hallelujah. So he said to the man of Yah, help me. I know you can help me. Because when I reached out my hand, you see, his right hand, that's his hand of authority. Yahshua is the right hand of Yah, that's his hand of authority. So he reached out with his authority. I know who I am, like you wicked ones. Well, I'm a man. Well, you can't. I know who I am. I'm a woman. You're Jezebel. You're not a man. For if you were a man, you would know the man of Yah. He just had his authority that was based upon his place as a king. When he extended his hand to the man of Yah, that's where he messed up. You dried him up. That's why some of you are sitting here, you're dried. You are lifeless. And the beauty of HaMashiach shining in the mist doesn't cause you to run to the light. Your darkness has encased in your mind your continuous disobedience unto Yah. And so when you hear what he speaks, you stumble. You get upset. You get mad. Hallelujah. I want you to get mad with me. I like that. I say this quote, and I don't say it boastfully or hubris. I am a tenacious man. Still am. I'm tenacious at whatever I do. I am. Hallelujah. As I said, many of the things I do, you can do it. Because it has to, you have to have something to control this. I'm telling you. Tenacious. Very tenacious. I'm just like an attack piece. That's what I am. So I'll attack everything that's against him. Look at this, Sister Roberts.
Well, the husbandman must be partaker.
You're a husbandman too, are you not? Do you not tend the fruit? We want to just say, because I'm preaching this, well, you better make sure you're doing it right. I'm doing it right. Are we not the husbandry of Yah? Are we not the husbandry of Yah? All right, hypocrites. So you must be partaker. Do you not tend the fruit? That's what a husbandman does. Do we not tend the garden, Deacon Benny, Brother David Lee? Do we pick the okra? Do you know when his time is ready? All right. Are you a partaker of that? She doesn't pick any okra. Is she a partaker? Sure she is. She can eat as much as you eat. Hallelujah. She doesn't go out there and pick okra. She doesn't pick the okra. How many of y'all eat watermelons in here? I know Brother Dale does, but most of you eat watermelons, right? You did not plant one seed. You have not gone out there and harvest one. But you're partakers, are you not? Huh? Are they sweet? Are they sweet to you, Deacon Bennett? They're sweet to me too. Brother Yosef, are they sweet to you? Yes, they are. You don't go out there and pick them. Are they sweet to you? All right then. Hallelujah. So you must be partaker of this word. You husbandmen. Hallelujah. You got to tend the vineyard. Yet this is the vineyard of the house. Let me move on. So he said, pray to Yah that he will restore me. For I know that only Yah can do this. And I know that. And though only Yah can restore me, if you pray to him. And the scripture says in verse 16, and the king answered and said, intrigue now in the face of Yah that you are bar, that he may pray for me, that he may restore my hand again. And the man of Yah besought Yah, and the king's hand was restored against him, and came as it was before. Look at this now. See, the wicked is always pulling a gift, are they not? That's what they do. Yah, that has not changed. And the king said unto him, the man of Yah, come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. And the man of Yah said unto the king, if you will give me half of your house, I will not go in with you. Neither will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of Yah, saying, eat no bread, drink no water, not turn again by the same way that you came. Yah commands us the same thing as Yahshua. Deacon Horn brought that out unto us. If any man will be my disciple, Yahshua, and hate not mama, daddy, son, brother, daughter, even his own life, he cannot. He's a liar. Yah commands us to have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. He commands us. He commands us that we intrigue to hear from these dogs to tell us or to inform us what's going on. I know what's going on. No one has to inform me. They're wicked. Man is wicked as hell. The words cannot pollute me. She's going to hell. So I don't care what they're doing. Not my natural brother, kinsman. I don't care what they're doing. I care what Yahshua is doing. In who? Well, in him. When I hear the tongue of Yahshua, when I hear the bountiful blessings of Yah, my inward part shout unto Yah. I shout hallelujah. Yes, I do all during the night, during the day. I shout the Teshua. I'm glad that a wretched thing that was foul in darkness, and he took his right hand, Yahshua, he grabbed me. Come on. I'm a worthless piece of nothing, and I knew that. I take no pride in my skin color, my identity. I take honor, and I boast of the power of my abide, Yahshua. Hallelujah.